Hey everybody, welcome to Robin's 365. It's day number 2093. Early Sunday morning, thought I'd get up and go for a walk first thing. Feeling a little bit tired. Normally I'd get up and do my strength workout first thing in the morning. Had late night coaching last night, and I went into the gym, had my pre-workout, drink some of it, started to do my stretches, and I'm like, I feel a little bit empty in the tank, so I'm going to delay it for maybe about 3 or 4 hours and do it just before lunchtime when I put some more fuel in my body, perhaps woken up a little bit more and feeling more energized about it. But today it's been 1 year since my daughter passed away. She passed away around 10:30 p.m. at night. So we're not quite a year just yet. And I'd been thinking about what do you do on anniversaries of passings and stuff. So I've been, like I had talked to her mum, I talked to her sister about what it is that, you know, they'd like to do. Like her mum's side of the family, quite religious, so I don't know, they might have some sort of church thing, and go to church. For her, Liv didn't believe in any of that. Even if they did, I wouldn't go to that. That's kind of for them. I guess at the end of it all, you've got to find a way for yourself that you can do something that is memorable and important for you. So where we ended up coming to a landing is my daughter and I had a good chat about some different things that we could consider doing, and we came up with doing something really simple rather than something super formal. And like, I was playing around with ChatGPT around a whole bunch of different things about, what are some things that we could do, and everything. And I came back with, is it okay to do nothing? And said, yep, it's perfectly okay to do nothing. And so what we're going to do is later this afternoon is her mum's going to come over, because Em's staying with me at the moment, and she's, we're going to sit around for a bit, perhaps watch some of Liv's favourite shows that she liked to watch with her sister, have some nice food of some sort, and that'll kind of be it from, a family sort of perspective. I look at all the things that I do every day, the things that I've done over the past 12 months, and my goodness, in some ways it's hard to believe that 12 months has gone by to get to this this moment, because so much is gone on. And I'm sure Liv's proud of the work that I've done in the space of putting the spotlight more on eating disorders and solutions. And we've got 2 dog therapy programs in place that raise the money for assistance with those. Just recently, I haven't posted anything about it, but contributed partially towards funding a therapy dog for another young girl. It's a puppy at the moment. They're going to train it to be a therapy dog for her, but it's already having benefits for this young lady. All the media stuff that I've been doing, the paper, the radio, the extra $50 million of funding that was approved by the federal government in the space of research around eating disorders has been purely because of Liv and the spotlight we've been able to put on it. And so that's huge. The amount of conversations that I've had with various politicians, state and federally, and built some connections there, and just got the voice out there speaking on a number of different stages about this hideous illness called eating disorders. So I feel like I've done a lot over that time, and I had no idea that I would do any of it, because of course I just thought that she would recover. And it does feel good to have done a lot in the space. So I know she'll be proud of that, and she knows that I wouldn't just sit around and do nothing. And yeah, that feels special. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. I have her ashes in a little thing I wear around my wrist. And I wear that every single day I got it on now. I give her a kiss every morning, give her a kiss before I go to bed at night. She sits on a little stand next to the bed. And I feel like I have conversations every now and then. I'll just pull out the phone, I'll record something that I'm feeling about her and talk to her out loud, obviously, if I'm recording it. And just to get the things out of my head, because sometimes it's like really, really painful, like really tough. Hurts so much, I miss her so much, and every day is just a little bit different. I'd say it's like the ocean, and the ocean, if you look, it doesn't matter where you are. I think about 4 Mile Beach up at Port Douglas, and you can see the waves just, there aren't waves, but the water is just kind of continuously lapping in, going out on the, you know, on the sand. There's that. There's other days when there's big waves. I think about Cape Woolamai down at Phillip Island and how noisy it can be down there. And then there are tsunamis, like we've all seen images of on the media. So there's, it's always there. It's just, it depends how big the wave is on a particular day. Right now, honestly, I mean, I've been dreaming about her the last few days, so it's obviously it's in the, I'd say it's in the forefront of my mind, it's in the back part of my mind. And today I guess it comes to the fore, but right now I feel, I guess, at peace with it. It's that bottomless pit of despair that I choose not to go down anymore. I caught up with somebody just recently, a couple of weeks ago, and she said to me, "It sounds like you've still got some anger in there." And it's like, yeah, I probably do. Certainly with if I think about all the medical people that I dealt with, the people that blamed me, the number of conversations we had about them telling us that they can't do that, why? Because they're not set up to do it that way. And it's like, okay, you look back and say, gosh, as hard as we fought, could you have done more? Should you have done more? And are these people now saying, wow, well, yeah, they did tell us that they wanted to do that, and we just said that we couldn't. But everybody has a way of coming to terms and peace with stuff, and I'm sure they just continue to blame me and say, well, this works in most instances, so it must have been the dad. And yeah, just the mind-numbing conversations that people had with me about that. It's like, my God, seriously, you're looking in the wrong place. So yeah, there probably is some anger and stuff there. I'm just not that type of person, and it serves no good. So I kind of it's down that well. I don't go down there. I try and just work for good instead. Yeah, I mean, anyone that's lost anyone special, and it's very, very different feeling to that of your thanks, Siri, that of a parent. I've lost all my parents. I've lost all my grandparents, four grandparents. I've lost uncles, aunties. I've lost so many people around me. Friends, my first coach, who was like a dad to me. He was actually the first funeral I cried at, because of just how deeply he had impacted my life in a positive way and helped shape the person that I am now. And yeah, it's one of those things that I don't know. When it's a child, we shouldn't be burying our kids. It shouldn't be something that anyone has to go through. And yet, some people do, and I go through this, and other people are going through far worse things than I'm going through. And I've just determined that I needed to find a way to be at peace with everything, and knowing that she's in a better place. And then, you know, any thoughts that you have around what you believe religiously or what you believe happens after we all pass away, etc., you're going to have a conversation with yourself about that. I'm not religious at all, so I don't think about life in that context. But I do believe that it's not one of those things where I don't believe that it just all ends. You know, you go into a dark hole and that's it. So none of us know until we get there, and then maybe you don't know because maybe everything is wiped and you start again. Who knows? But my point here is that, like, if you are going through something similar to me, like this, in terms of loss, tragedy, I believe you just have to find a way to come to peace with it. And for me, it is, she's not suffering anymore. She's doing everything that she wants to. That she knows what's going on down here, that she can see what's going on, and that she still lives within me. And I only think about all the positive things, and I don't think about, you know, the pain and the suffering, because there's a lot of it for her. And yeah, I just try and focus on that. And every now and then something will come along where I might feel disappointed in myself because I was unable to save her. And yeah, that lands hard sometimes. But again, I try not to go down there. I think about all of the hours, the countless hours that I spent with her one-on-one, just holding her, having conversations with her, trying to get breakthroughs, trying to understand what she was going through, understand it through her eyes and her mind rather than just what it looks like to someone else. Because an eating disorder to a normal, mentally well person just does not make any sense. Because the bigger problem we have on the planet is overweight and obesity, which is people overeating and eating the wrong foods. So it's like for someone like that, and like myself, who loves food, it's like, well, the solution to us seems so easy because you just eat something. And for the majority of people, it's like, just don't eat that. Just, you know, slow down your eating. Don't eat these foods instead of this food, etc. So it's really hard to make sense of. So to put yourself in that position to be empathetic and understanding, it's very difficult. And clearly I failed in being able to protect her. And that hurts. And sometimes that's heavier than days it's heavier than others in working through all that. But sometimes there's only so much you can do. And there's so many what ifs around, like today, 1 year ago. What was that? Well, it was actually probably 2 days ago, 1 year ago, where things could have been different. But would have they been different forever? Would have they only been different until, you know, the next event? We don't know. It is what it is. And I think today for me is about reflecting on the wonderful person that she is. Focusing on the fun times, I'll have a look at you know, the photos and video and stuff, which I do throughout the year anyway, but maybe let's have a look at some nice photos of us, me and Emily and Liv all together, and just just focus on those beautiful times that we've had. And maybe later in the week or later today, it will become more emotional. That just, like I say, it comes in waves. And right now, I feel I feel at peace. I guess is the best way to describe it. So, yeah, a tough day in many ways, but also one of the things I won't do. Obviously, I'm talking about it. Here for my audience. If you are following me on social media, then what you will not see is me post a picture of her today and say it's a year since she passed, etc., etc. Look, honestly, I think people that do that, they're really seeking the attention for themselves. I'm public, but I'm also very private, and I think it's probably better, certainly for me, to be not posting that and then not having to see a whole bunch of comments and all that kind of stuff. But also, it does then make it about me, and I don't think that's good, because it's certainly not. And sometimes I'll record a little video and say, hey, today I'm talking about this. I will not do that about this episode. Yes, I'm talking about it, but I'm not going to highlight it and post it on social media. Because again, it's just not something that I think is a good idea to do. So I will not be doing that. Yeah, there's magpies everywhere. There's 2, 4, 5, 8. Oh, having out getting their early bird worms. So that is me for today. So my love to all of you. Thanks for continuing to listen. And please, you know, rate this. If you can, if you're not subscribing, please just click that like, subscribe. Please rate the podcast as well. I would really appreciate it. Share it with somebody that you think could benefit from it, and you know, the greater the audience, the more impact that these conversations can have. Thanks for all your kind words and support. I have had people reach out to me knowing that today's coming. Thank you for that. So stay safe, everybody. See you tomorrow.